Yeah, this is the second time we've done this test match with Yorkshire County Cricket, I mean, who have given us a two-year partnership, and it's absolutely amazing to get 1,000 of our supporters here thanks to their kindness and generosity. The whole event is really about trying to promote sun awareness and skin protection, because malignant melanomas are increasing rapidly. So we really want to try and get to people who are outdoors a lot like cricketers and people watching cricket.
And you've got a great visible presence here as well, Charles.
Yeah, as I say, 1,000 people, and all of them wearing our blue T-shirts. We don't get caught out by cancer on it. It's really good for advertising the brand and making sure that people are conscious that actually, even on a cloudy day like this, actually you need your protection.
And of course, in one way, shape or form, cancer is something that's likely to affect us all at some stage in our lives, either directly or through friends and family that we know.
Yeah, it's an increasing problem, and some fantastic work has gone on in terms of survival, but what we're really not concentrating on enough is actually the increasing incidence rate. So what we're finding now is that about one in two people will get cancer in their lifetime, and that the number of people with cancer is going to increase from about 2 million to 4 million. So for Yorkshire, that means that it will be about 1,100 people a week will get a new cancer diagnosis going forward. So our goal is to try and save 2,000 lives a year by about 2025.
And give us a bit of an overview in terms of how you're looking to do that on some of the work that you're involved in at the moment.
So the first thing that we want to do is to actually really get involved in communities and make sure that people know how they can reduce the risk and protect themselves. The second thing that we're doing is focusing on early diagnosis. And Yorkshire has some appalling rates of take-up on screening programmes. There are 3 screening programmes, and some of them only 1 in 4 people are turning up for. So actually, if we can get more people to get an earlier diagnosis, then we can treat cancer at a very early stage.
And you've just mentioned early diagnosis there, Charles, and that really is the key, that we know our bodies pretty well as a general rule, and I suppose it's a case of if we feel a change or we suspect something's not right, we sometimes bury our heads in the sand, but really our opportunity to treat cancer is improved, isn't it, with that early diagnosis. So an early diagnosis is key. What should we do if we think something's not quite right, but we think, well, I'm sure it'll be fine, I'll see what it's like in a month or two?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. One of the most significant problems that we've got in Yorkshire is that people are less likely to go to see their GP and trying to put up with something, work it off, drink it off, talk to the mate. Let's get over that. Let's get to screening. Let's get to our GPs, and let's make sure that we get the earliest possible diagnosis, because it's easier to treat at an early stage. And sometimes with screening, we can actually pick up signs and symptoms before they actually become cancerous. So it's nothing really that people should put off. It's get to screening and get to your GP, the first sign of something going wrong.
Now, we've got about 1,000 people here today, and it's a great sight to see, because we've got members of staff from Yorkshire Cancer Research, you've got a number of organisations here and people who work for Yorkshire companies, just chatting informally and just enjoying the atmosphere. But as a general rule, cancer's not something that we talk about. Why is that, and how can we change that?
So I think one of the things was that years and years ago, I remember growing up as a kid, you never mentioned cancer. And I think we've improved talking about it, but all the focus is about survival. Now, what we're talking about is I'd rather people don't get cancer in the first place, because as we get older, the population then becomes more susceptible to cancer. It's very much an age-related disease and very much a lifestyle-related disease. So smoking, drinking, eating too much red meat, lack of exercise, lack of fruit and veg, all these things increase your risk, as well as the genetic issues and family histories. So what we're trying to promote is that it's okay to talk about it, and it's okay to come and have fun at a cricket match and sit out in the sun, but be careful and get your sun cream on.
Right.
And actually, that'll give you an enormous amount of protection.
Now, you've got a range of information here, as well as people talking, you're giving out information, you're here at Yorkshire Cricket Club throughout the year as well. For people who aren't here for the Test match versus Sri Lanka, if they want to find out more information, how can they get in touch, or how can they do their own research with the help of Yorkshire Cancer Research?
So the best way to do is to go to our website, which is www.ycr.org.uk. The telephone number is on our website, and by all means contact us and call us. We're delighted by the number of people here today, because we have got supporter groups here, local committees, but we've also got about 20 or 30 local cricket clubs that have turned up. And what these guys are doing, they're going to run fundraising events in their local communities. And then we can actually start to reach more people across the county. So contact us, come and get involved with us, get involved with a cricket match with us. And I think a great deal of credit and thanks should go to Yorkshire County Cricket for their amazing support.
Finally, Charles, we know we've got great support here. Everyone who's here today is wearing the T-shirts, and they've all donated to Yorkshire Cancer Research. But your vital work wouldn't be possible without the generosity of the people who are here today, and a lot more people like it throughout Yorkshire.
Absolutely. We are a unique charity. There is no other county that has got its own cancer research charity. So we are only funded by the generosity of local people. The goal for us to try and reduce the number of people dying of cancer in our county is to actually double the size of the charity. At the moment, we get about £5 million a year. We want to get that to 10, and we're going to invest it in projects in Yorkshire and work in communities and actually start to tackle this disease at a local level.